News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, India and Pakistan have exchanged missile and artillery strikes in a major escalation of hostilities after a deadly attack in disputed Kashmir. Professor Scott Lucas, Professor of US and International Politics at the Clinton Institute in University College Dublin, joins us now. Good morning to you, Scott. I suppose, bring us up to speed. We heard overnight that India has made strikes against Pakistan, but that isn't the beginning of this conflict.
No, I mean, the conflict over Kashmir goes back decades. This is a disputed part of territory because it was not resolved by the partition between India and Pakistan back in 1947. Both sides claim the area. Both sides control part of it. To add to this, people in Kashmir, or some people in Kashmir, would like to be independent. You have had dispute is therefore going on and on and on, and sometimes it escalates into violence and even the threat of war. We came close to war in 1999 and 2002, and the latter occasion, it was actually U.S. mediation that pulled both sides back. We, in 2019, had something which so far, depending on whether or not this escalates, the current episode resembles, and that is that in response to a so-called terrorist attack, India attacked sites in Pakistan, but they backed off when a couple of their fighter jets were shot down.
And that's what they're saying. They're saying this is in response to a terror attack 2 weeks ago. But as you say, five military jets have been taken down over all of this. Pakistan says it's going to respond swiftly. The risk of escalation here into all-out war, two nuclear powers. Scott, what do you think is going to happen, or is it too soon to say?
Well, in 2019, both sides backed off. And logic would say that both sides, for their own interest, should back off this time. India has been promoting itself as a global power, politically and economically. Just yesterday, it signed a major trade agreement with the UK. To go to war with Pakistan right now would undo a lot of that. Pakistan has serious political and economic issues, has done for years, to go to war with a very powerful neighbor. Would simply complicate those problems. But logic doesn't always dictate the way these things happen. And I'm afraid that when you have leaders on both sides thumping their chest and expressing pride in how they can give the other a bloody nose, these things can escalate.
And is that part of this, as you've mentioned? I mean, India as a power on the world stage has been growing. Is this India flexing against the weaker Pakistan?
Well, I think you do have to acknowledge that there's a serious issue here, which is the catalyst for this. And that is that beyond the question of who controls Kashmir, that you have got armed groups, India calls them terrorist groups, which have carried out attacks. And this catalyst 2 weeks ago of an armed group that murdered at least 26 tourists in Kashmir. You know, India is going to see this as a necessity that they attack that group because they say at the least it's being sheltered by Pakistan. Pakistan will claim that it had nothing to do with it. You have to get both sides to step back from the idea that they can gain simply by trying to beat up on the other, because all it's going to do is get civilians killed.
And of course, India are saying that what they were hitting out at overnight was terrorist camps. Pakistan say that at least 26, if not more, civilians were killed in those attacks as well last night, Scott.
Yeah, this is what always happens in this. So, you know, if you're the side carrying out the attacks, you say you killed all the bad guys. If you're the side that's being attacked, you say they were all civilians. The Indians have said, interestingly, that they killed 10 members of the family of one of the terrorists, which means they are actually acknowledging they have killed civilians, albeit saying they are related to the terrorist. Pakistan's claim of shooting down five Indian jets should also be treated with caution, because Pakistan always says that it shoots down Indian jets, whether or not it does.
Okay. In terms of they're saying, Pakistani ministers saying that they will defend their territory, would you expect to see retaliation strikes into India now, or is that too simplistic?
I think not at this point. There's one signal that, you know, out of a horrible situation indicates that there might be a step back. And that is that Pakistan is emphasizing that the Indian jets that attacked did not cross into their airspace. In other words, they fired across the border. If Indian jets went into Pakistan's airspace, or if, as you mentioned, Pakistan sends their jets into Indian airspace, that's when we've got a situation which has escalated greatly.
Okay. Obviously, countries such as the UK have said that they're ready to help in terms of dialogue. President Trump has come out and said that he hopes this ends quickly. Will there be international diplomatic pressure applied to these countries to see sense, as maybe, you know, people might describe it?
There'll be international expressions of concern that will include the United Nations as well as individual countries. But the issue of getting a country in there or a group of countries to get in there to mediate this is complicated by the fact that in the past it has tended to be the United States. That was certainly the case with Colin Powell in 2002. And right now, I got to be honest with you, you've got a Trump administration which is simply chaotic and not in a position to be an effective mediator.
Yeah, and Trump, of course, not adopting the role that former, I suppose, American administrations have of peacemaker. I know he might describe himself as a peacemaker, but his diplomacy is very different to previous American administrations.
What he's done is he sent out his friend and golfing buddy, the real estate developer Steve Witkoff, to supposedly solve Israel-Gaza, to solve Ukraine-Russia, to solve Iran's nuclear program. And I'm afraid that Witkoff has been exposed, including in a meeting with Vladimir Putin less than 2 weeks ago, as being not only fairly ineffective, but in the words of some within the administration, a bumbling fool. Is Trump going to send Steve Witkoff to try to solve India-Pakistan as well? We wait and see.
The Indian ministers are saying that the strikes were necessary to preempt further attacks. Has that been how this has rolled before? Terrorist attacks, then some kind of a strong arm attack from India, and then things die down again. Is that the likelihood here? I mean, Pakistan is describing this as an act of war. Is there appetite in Pakistan for war?
And that's what we wait to see, because so far it's rolled out as it has in the past, like in 2019. Which is the Indians carry out the attack against terrorists in response to the initial attack on their soil. Pakistan says it shot down some Indian aircraft, gave them a bloody nose. Both sides step back. Now, Pakistan says this morning, we shot down 5 aircraft. Will that satisfy the Pakistani government to say, okay, we've claimed that we defended ourselves, we pull back? Or do they feel they have to carry out armed action in response? I hate predicting these things as an analyst, because as I mentioned to you earlier, logically, I can say one thing, it shouldn't escalate. But when you're dealing with men, and they're mostly men who feel like they have to be bigger than the other guy, well, it gets to be like a pub fight, but a very serious pub fight that gets out of control.
And maybe lastly, Scott, Kashmir, this region, this Himalayan region, is it of strategic importance in any way to either country, or is this just, as you say, decades, if not last, sound like Trump, decades, if not centuries, of dispute over a land area that's largely to do with a sectarian sort of issue?
I mean, you can argue that there's strategic, you know, reasons for Kashmir being in the middle of this, not only between India and Pakistan, but also between China in the fight for influence in Asia. But this is largely a fight over the same bit of territory claimed by two different countries. And we've seen it in other regions of the world, which has gone on for now. Well, more than 75 years. And it's complicated by the fact that in 2019, the Indian part of Kashmir was autonomous. They could at least run their own affairs. And that gave a kind of a little bit of space between India and Pakistan. But the Modi government in India ended that autonomy in Kashmir in 2019, which just escalates this as being a dispute between the two countries with Kashmiris pushed off to the side.
Look, thank you very much for joining on all of that. That is Professor Scott Lucas, their Professor of US and International Politics at the Clinton Institute in UCL.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.